Schmidt. We're in Kenton County, Kentucky, and today's date is January 30th, 1986. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape for you?
Yes, I am.
Would you please spell your name, Marie, just to be sure that we've got the record correct?
M-A-R-I-E-S-C-H-M-I-D.
Okay. And what was your husband's name?
Leo.
Leo?
Leo Schmidt.
What kind of work did he do?
He was a baker.
A baker?
Mm-hmm.
And did he work?
Yes.
And what kind of work did you do?
I was a machine operator.
A machine operator?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Dolly Madison Bakery.
So you both worked at a bakery?
Yes, and we did our courting there and got married there and raised our children there.
Is that right?
Yes.
How many children do you have?
Four.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
And what are their names?
Connie, Angeline, and Leroy and Brenda.
Are they married?
All married.
They're all married? And what are their marriage names?
Connie Dorman, Angeline Hoskins, of course Leroy Kelpison, and Brenda Murphy.
How about grandchildren? Do you have any grandchildren?
Yes. Connie has one, Angeline two, Leroy two, and Brenda three.
Ah, so you've got a house full.
House full.
What is the address? What is your address here?
Route 5, Box 430, White Road, Covington, Kentucky.
And how long have you lived here?
32 years.
32 years? And where did you live before that?
Bakersfield, Kentucky. That's in Lee County.
And how do you spell
B-E-A-T-T-Y-C-I-L-L-E.
Were you born in Bakersfield?
Yes.
And do you mind if I ask you how old you are?
64.
64. And what was your birthday?
July the 28th.
July 28th?
Mm-hmm.
What year was that?
21.
21, 1921. Uh-huh. And what were your parents' names?
Floyd Burns and Lily Burns.
And can you spell your mother's name?
L-U-L-A.
And what was her maiden name?
Smith.
Smith?
Mm-hmm.
S-M-I-T-A. Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Three brothers and one sister.
Three brothers and one sister. What kind of work did your father do?
He was a farmer.
A farmer?
Mm-hmm.
And did your mother work at all?
No.
Where did you go to school?
Heidelberg, Kentucky.
Is that in Lee County?
Yes.
And let's talk a little bit about your quilting. Where did you learn to quilt?
Well, I think that's something that you just kind of pick up yourself. Out in the country when your mother quilts, I guess you quilt too. And then I helped my cousin quilt. And I went to her house and she was getting these quilts from different companies and quilting them and getting paid for, so I thought that would be more fun to quilt and get paid for, so then I started getting these quilts. And then I went by, I got so good, I got better quilts, and I made more money on them. Now, the first quilts we got, they were like stamped off, but then the better quilts, they wasn't stamped. You'd have to mark them off with a pen before it went short.
Okay, what do you mean stamped off?
When we got the top, they were already stamped where you quilted them. No,
uh-uh.
Well, we marked them with a pen.
With a pen?
I mean, like a needle, it wasn't a... It was just like a straight pen.
Uh-huh. Okay, what company was this?
No, I don't know. We just went to this woman in town. She was one that got them, and then we would get them from her. But we didn't have nothing to do with mailing them or wrapping them up or anything.
Uh-huh. And this was in the baby store?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. About how much did you get paid?
I would say 15 for the ones that we didn't put a lot of thread in. I don't know, it seems like it's $25 or $30 back then. I know it was a lot of money, but it was a lot of work too.
Okay, and how old were you when you were here?
I'd say about 17.
About 17?
Mm-hmm.
And your mother quilted?
After I did. Well, she always quilted, but not a good quilt. You have your quilting thing, and we'd quilt one of them out in a day because they call it quilting in a fan them days. And they would be like 2 inches apart. It didn't take long to quilt a quilt.
And you call this a quilting?
Yeah, we had a quilting. That's where all the neighbors come in. My mother cooked, we do quilt. Just talk. Talk and work.
And how long did you do this?
Oh, I would say like once a month. We'd go to different people's houses.
Uh-huh. Did this all day?
All day.
Uh-huh.
Now they have it in the church, don't they?
Some people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember any of the times?
Oh, I guess the nine pass is about the easiest quilt there is, too.
Uh-huh.
In them days, we really didn't have good material to quilt teeth or quilts with. We had, I guess the old saying is, you shirt tails and dress tails. But it was fun.
Is that the first quilt that you ever made for yourself? Did you start making quilts for yourself?
No, not for myself.
No?
No, not yet.
How long did you quilt for yourself?
About 4 years.
About 4 years. Mm-hmm. And then after that, did you start making quilts for yourself?
No, long time in between.
What happened between
you? I got a job and got married, and I had other things to do.
So then when did you get back to quilting?
Then I started piecing quilts before I quit work.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Getting ready for my retirement.
And how long have you been retired?
5 years.
5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you started piecing quilts before that?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Do you like to piece?
Oh, yes. And I like to do any kind of needlework. Needle and thread I love.
How about applique? Do you like to applique?
Yes, I like applique. And when we had this cat, I applique. And anybody said, well, if you ever patched a pair of pants, you know how to do it.
So you think shadow applique is like half a pair of pants?
Yes. Or reverse applique was it.
Uh-huh. Do you do your piecing by hand, or do you do it by
Well, if I want to do a small piece, I'll do it by hand, but a quilt and a quilt top, I'll do it by machine.
By machine?
Yes.
When you applique, what kind of a stitch do you use to applique? Do you use a buttonhole? How do you applique the piece of
one? Well, I do it just like you're whipping something down.
For this stitch? Do you give any favorite patterns?
I like a wedding ring, but they're hard to work with.
Have you ever made a wedding ring?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I say they're hard to work with.
Have you made a wedding ring?
No.
No. Where do you get your patterns?
Well, I belong to the Lincoln Valley Quilters, and I use their books sometimes, and then I belong to the quilt club, which is books through the mail, and they have a lot of good ideas in them.
Uh-huh. Now, what club is this?
Lincoln Valley Quilters.
Lincoln Valley Quilters?
Yes.
Do you subscribe to any magazines?
Just through the Quilters.
Just through the Quilters?
Yes, uh-huh.
Let's go back to Lee County. I think at one time you were telling me about the school that you had.
Yes, over to Stanton, the government had this school, and I went to that. And that was real nice. I learned a lot over there.
What time, what year was it? About how old you were maybe?
I was about 19.
About 19?
Yes, uh-huh.
And this was at Stanton, Kentucky?
Yes, uh-huh.
And what did you learn at the school? What did they teach?
Well, they taught us how to make clothes and quilts and real good manners. That was a nice place.
Did you stay there? Was it a...
Yes, uh-huh. We'd stay like a week, and then another shift would go stay a week. Every other week we'd come home.
And then how long did you go to this? You went every other week?
I guess it was about a year.
About a year?
Uh-huh.
So you go to school for a week, and then you come back
home for a week.
Okay. Did you know anything else? What did you learn about girls?
Well, we had plenty of material. We cut our pieces out, sew them together, and make it the tops, and then we'd quilt there. And they would make dresses, make different clothes.
Uh-huh. Now, were these quilt tops yours?
No, no, that was all. I guess the government had something to do with it. Uh-huh. But if we'd make a dress, that would be ours.
That would be ours?
Yes, uh-huh.
Fabric or shoes do you like to use?
I don't go for big flowers or big texts. I like real tiny, little tiny flowers.
Little tiny flowers?
Yes, I don't like big flowers.
Okay.
And a lot of solid colors are pretty.
Do you like the cotton fabric or do you
Well, I don't go all cotton because that costs a little more. I just a pretty piece of material, I just go ahead and buy it.
Just go ahead and buy it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Where do you get yours?
I get a lot of my fabric out of Peepshead.
Peepshead? Okay, yeah.
Now, there's a place called Sizemore where they make hospital gowns. I get a lot of material there.
And where is the Sizemore?
That's out on 25.
Okay, is that coming to me?
Oh, that would be in I said Kenton.
In Kenton?
Mm-hmm.
Kenton County?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Is that one of those places where they sell material like that?
Yes. You get you a plastic bag and you fill it up, and that's $1.25. And just about all you can carry for $1.25. And geez, they're so neat and all the same size. You just start cutting and that's it.
Uh-huh. Would you say you get enough out of a bag of scrap from that place to make a quilt?
Oh, you get enough to make two quilts.
To make two?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Now, when we were in the country, we used to order quilt pieces and get them through the mail. They would be small pieces, and we'd have to take and press them with an arm. But that was exciting to us. Well, nice pieces or pretty pieces, something we weren't used to. Different in feed sack.
Where did you get these pieces? Where did you order them from?
No, I don't remember.
Did you use feed sack when you were in the country?
Oh, yes. I still got feed sack.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I got feed sack quilt. I gave it to my daughter. I don't need it.
Uh-huh.
But I still got some feed sack.
Tell me a little bit about the feed sack and how you made it.
Well, I guess they got hog feet in them and cow feet in them, and then you would take and ravel them out and wash them, and they were the same as just a piece of material. They were pretty.
Were they different patterns?
Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And my dad would try to match them up. He'd try to get more than one. Well, he would try to get like 3 or 4 bags the same way, so we could make us a dress. Uh-huh. It wouldn't be out of 2 colors.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any other things that you do when you were in the country?
Like making my lashes?
Well, like, you know, with the quilt. Like the string quilt.
Oh, the string quilt. We would take and cut our pieces out, and then what we had left would be little strings, and we would take a piece of paper and cut it in a square, then we would put the material down on this piece of paper and sew it. We'd lay one piece of material down and another one and sew it, and fold that over and then sew another one. And then when we got finished, we'd sew our squares together, and then we would have to take the paper off from the bottoms before we quilted them. If we didn't, when we'd quilt them, I guess we'd have little paper wads in between our quilts. But that was, I thought was real pretty. Mm-hmm. You see quilts today on the order of that, but they would be made out of wool or something and use like a bra stitch on them.
Uh-huh.
But it was the same thing.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't throw nothing away.
What color is your favorite? Do you have a favorite color?
I love pink.
Pink?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you don't make many pink quilts. You go for more blue or green or yellow.
Okay. Have you made, you know, you said you quilted quilts for other people. Have you ever made quilts for other people instead?
Oh, no.
No?
That's too much work. If I make a quilt, I'm going to keep it. Well, I've made my children a quilt, but... I would never quilt for no one now.
Is that right?
No. Mm-hmm. Now, I enjoy quilting like little wall hangings and that, pillow top. But I've never taken the time to quilt a big quilt since I left home.
But would you quilt, say, wall hangings or pillow tops and sell them?
Yes, I do that.
You do that?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And my husband made me some quilting frames. I am going to try them out. But
sorry.
I don't know when.
What kind of filler did you use in your quilt?
Polyester.
Polyester?
Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What kind of filler did you use back in the country?
It was cotton. And then a lot of times we used, if it's for ourselves, we just put a blanket in between.
What did you use on the back of your quilts, or what did you use now?
Well, at that time, we used bead sacks. We'd take, so like 4 together in the country,
uh-huh,
and make our batting, our lining. But now we use, here I use sheets.
Sheets?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. When you're marking a quilt now, you said you used to use a needle. Or use a needle on better quilts that you quilted for other people. What do you use now?
I still use my needle.
You still use
yes.
your needle? Uh-huh. Is there a particular name for
you
that way of marking, or?
No, I guess they didn't want the marks to show on the quilt.
And how do you do that?
You just lay a ruler down and take your pen and just, or your needle that you're quilting with, and just mark it, and it stays right there.
It stays there?
It does for me. I guess it does for other people. But I know about where it's going to be anyway.
Uh-huh. Where do you get your, you know, the designs that you use for quilting? The quilting itself, the stitching of it. Where do you get those designs?
Peace Good has them, and then this place out in Dry Ridge. They have a lot of nice stuff.
Do they?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Are you talking about Natalie Larner from Dry Ridge?
Yes,
uh-huh.
Is that the box? What is that?
Quilt box.
Quilt box, yes.
Uh-huh.
She has a lot of nice patterns.
Do you like to go there?
Yes.
Do you?
The Quilters has been there before.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about that place? About about Natalie's place?
Well, it's off in the road, that's for sure. But it's not bad to get back there. That's a narrow road, but when you get back there, it's worth the trip.
Uh-huh. And what does she have back there?
Oh, she has a room full of materials, any kind you'd want, and it is so pretty. And then she has a lot of ideas of different things.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you use any particular kind of thread when you're
I like the quilting thread. Oh, for piecing?
Uh-huh.
No, I just use the spool of thread. Cheap. I don't spend a lot of money for my thread.
Okay. But you do like the quilting thread
for quilting, yes, very much.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, it don't knot, for one thing. And it, you can thread your needles much easier. And I guess it's just a better thread. It'll last longer.
Mm-hmm. Is there any particular color thread you like to use?
Well, this is an off-white I use a lot.
You use an off-white,
yes,
a lot?
Yes,
When you're finishing your quilts, how do you finish the quilt?
What do you mean?
You know, like the binding.
Oh, the binding?
Yeah, what do you use for a binding?
I make my own binding.
You make your own,
yes,
binding?
Yes, I just buy a yard of material and make my own binding. It's much cheaper, and you can make any width you want.
Uh-huh.
And it's easy to make.
Okay. How do you go about making that? Do you cut it on the bias?
Yes, cut it on the bias. You fold it and cut it on the bias. I have mine about an inch and a half wide.
Uh-huh.
You sew it on the wrong side, and then I whip it on the top side.
You whip it on the top,
yes,
side?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. When you quilt, what kind of a stitch do you use?
You use a tiny stitch.
A tiny,
a
I
little
know,
tiny,
a tiny stitch.
Stitch. You put about eight stitches on a little needle.
Okay.
Oh, your needle has a lot to do with your quilting too.
It does?
Oh yeah, a little tiny needle. You can't hardly hold on to it.
That's the kind you use?
But it really, you can put that thread in that little hole real easy.
How?
I went to get some glasses one time, and I said, oh, I should have brought my needle and thread. Whenever I seen that little hole in the needle, I know them the glasses I need.
Uh-huh. Okay, do you use a frame or a hoop?
I use a hoop.
You use a hoop?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, do you take more than one stitch on your needle, or do you, do you go up and down?
I go up and down, but I put about five or six stitches on a needle.
Uh-huh.
You just go up and down.
About how many stitches do you think you get to the inch? Have you ever counted?
No, I never did count them, but there's a lot.
There's
about
a lot.
Like sewing on the machine, really. That's about the size of the stitch I make.
Uh-huh. So you must get pretty many.
I do.
Yeah. Do you spend a lot of time quilting?
Yes. Well, not always quilting. I make dolls and I make other things, but I do something all the time.
All the time with the needle and thread.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
When I'm home.
That's a problem trying to catch you sometimes. Where do you like to quilt? Do you have a favorite spot?
On my couch under a lamp, a floor lamp.
Is this in your living room?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I use 150 watt. I sit under that.
150 watt lamp?
In the wintertime, you get a lot of heat from it,
uh-huh,
so I don't get cold.
Is there any particular time of day that you like to quilt?
I don't do much quilting in the daytime. That's of a night.
At night? What about the time when you were, back in the country? Did you have electricity?
No, we didn't have electricity.
Well, how did you see the quilt then?
Well, we was hoping for the sun to shine, but if we had a quilt that we had to get out in a certain length of time, then we would take a board and put it across our quilting frames,
uh-huh,
and then we'd put a coil-oil lamp on that, and we could see how to quilt then, but I don't think I could see now how to quilt with a coil-oil lamp.
So you just had one coal oil lamp and you quilted by
we
that?
We quilted.
You quilted by that. Uh-huh. Do you ever embroider on your quilts, or cross stitch, or, you know, any type of anything like that?
I'm going to make a baby quilt, and that'll have a lot of embroidery work on that, but I haven't got around to it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think these are more quickies right now I'm working on.
Because
I made all my children one,
uh-huh.
And I put their names on it, and my neighbor said, "Oh, are you going to give them that for Christmas?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Well, why are you putting their names on there for then?" I said, "Well, when I die, they'll know who they belong to." But I think quilts or something is just nice to, you know, to keep
uh-huh.
for a while.
Uh-huh. So you made all of your children a quilt?
Yes, uh-huh.
What pattern did you make? Do you remember?
A churn dasher was one, and a basket was one, and this other one is just like a triangle. Just two colors, you sew them in strips and then sew them together. And then that other one was like a four patch.
A four patch?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you put the children's name?
Yes, uh-huh, on the corners.
How about yours? Did you put
mine's on there too, and the date too.
Yeah, oh, good for you.
I always put your name and the date on them if you're going to give them away.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my nephew, they had a baby, and he works in the hospital, and she does too. So I went over here and got some hospital material, and I made them, they call it a trip around the world.
Uh-huh.
And it's all around hospital material. It had different hospitals on there, and they thought that was so neat.
Is that right?
It was pretty, though.
Uh-huh.
And they sent me a baby, the picture of the baby sitting on the quilt.
Uh-huh.
But it was different hospitals. And I thought it kind of, you know, went with their jobs.
Right.
That was neat.
How do you sign your quilt? You said you put your name on it, too. Did you put your full name on it?
Marie Schmid.
Marie Schmid, and the date?
And the date.
Uh-huh.
And their name.
Okay.
That's on the lining.
On the lining?
On the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Now, you say you gave your, you know, these quilts away to your children. Do you have a lot of quilts that you made that you keep for yourself?
No, I really don't have a lot of quilts that I've made. I guess I give too much stuff away.
Mostly to your family?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Have you ever entered a quilt in a show or?
Yes. I got a blue ribbon over here at Kenton County Fair, but it was just blocks, different color of brown and beige, and I quilted that on the machine. But I got a blue ribbon.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. First place.
And this was at the Kenton County Fair.
Yes.
Okay. Was that recently?
That's been about 3 years.
About 3 years
mm-hmm.
ago? What makes a good quilt? What do you think makes a good quilt?
Well, years ago you would piece a quilt for the warmth of it. You didn't go by the pretty part because it was covered up with a bedspread anyway. But today, you don't piece a quilt for the warmth. You just piece it for the pretty part, I think. Because today, they got electric blankets. Why put a lot of quilts on your bed?
Mm-hmm.
With all the heat they got, they don't need quilts. So today, they just make them for the pretty part. And years ago, they made them for the good of them, to get a lot of good out of them, warmth.
Mm-hmm. So you think today people go more for the looks of a quilt?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
Yes, uh-huh.
Who did you teach? One of your children?
Well, if they just don't like quilting, they think it's too much work. I give a quilting lesson down here at the school. That was 2 years ago. We had a lot of fun down there.
Okay, what school was this now, Marie?
Down there in Latonia.
In Latonia?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what did you teach?
Heart and Stars.
Heart and Stars?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you like to teach?
Yes. Because they really don't know nothing about quilting. Once you show them how, they try to pull the needle through the material with their teeth. You'd be surprised what they can do.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was kind of funny myself, but then when they got finished, they knew how to quilt, so they're really proud of their stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they did come a long ways.
Have you ever heard of a quilt term, Kentucky quilt? You know, if I mention Kentucky quilt, do you think of anything in particular? Do you think there's such a thing as a Kentucky quilt?
Well, I'm sure there is.
But you, doesn't bring anything to mind?
No,
No? Okay. Have you ever heard the term split the quilt, Marie?
No, I never did hear of that.
You never heard of that? Okay. Did you ever go to a quilting bee?
Yes.
Yes?
We went to Lorraine Diggins.
Uh-huh.
Up in Park Hills.
Uh-huh.
She had a quilting bee. That was fun.
And what did you do?
We quilted and talked and ate and had a real nice time.
Was this the same as the quilt-ins that you were talking about when you were a young girl?
No, each one took their own thing they worked on up here at Lorraine's, and back home we just had the one quilt we'd quilt on.
Okay.
It was in a frame back in the country, and this we just had it in a hoop.
Was this, you know, at the quilt-in when you worked on the quilt, did that belong to somebody? Or was it one of the quilts that one of the companies had sent for you to quilt?
No, I had just belonged to one of the one that had the quilt, and that was their quilt.
Okay. Going back, I hate to keep going back, but when you were at these quilt-ins, you know, what happened when, say, one quilter wasn't as good?
Well,
when somebody wasn't as good a quilter as the rest of them, what happened?
Well, that's why you have a quilt that belonged to yourself, and it didn't make a lot of difference if it was good or bad.
Uh-huh.
And they could sit on both sides and quilt, so there'd be about 8 quilters quilting on one quilt.
8 quilters around a frame?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That way you could talk about this one and that one if they wasn't there.
Do you belong to any quilt groups?
Just the quilters, the Licking Valley quilters.
The Licking Valley
yes,
quilters?
Uh-huh. I belong to the homemakers, but that's different.
Okay. Why do you make quilts? Why do you like to quilt?
I don't know. I just like quilting. I just love quilting. But then I don't want to quilt for other people. I just like to quilt on my own.
You just like to quilt on
mm-hmm.
your own? Uh-huh. Do you just like the stitching to do?
This gives me something to do. I've got to be doing something with my hands, and well, if I'm not quilting, I'm doing something else.
Uh-huh. How does your family feel about your quilting?
Oh, they think it's neat because they're all the time getting something. But they don't like quilting. My one daughter, Brenda, she went to this quilting lesson I gave. She learned a lot, but she didn't know there's that much work in something like that. So maybe she'll appreciate what I give her more now.
Do you think there's been any change in people's attitudes about quilting?
I think quilting's coming back.
Do you?
Yes, uh-huh.
Why do you think it's coming back?
Well, I guess because I'm around the quilters more, and we hear more talk about quilters, and I guess I'm just with the people that likes to quilt. Maybe I think that's why it's coming back again.
Do you think the materials used in quilting have changed a whole lot?
Oh, yes. But material isn't cheap when you start making a quilt. I mean, it can cost money.
not like using whatever
no.
you have.
The hand-me-downs, no, it's altogether different today. When you make a quilt, you've got a lot of money tied up in them.
Was there anything other than feed sacks that you used when you were making quilts and, you know, shirt tails and clothes?
Oh, tobacco sacks? We had some tobacco sacks we used to use. They would smoke tobacco and it would be in these little cloth bags. And we started saving them, we'd ravel them out, and then we'd take and wash them. And then we would dye one color, and then leave the other one the white. And we would take and sew them together. And I thought them was neat. I wished I had one of them today.
How big were these little or tobacco sacks? Were they little?
I guess they were about an inch and a half wide and maybe about 5 inches long.
About 5 inches long?
Uh-huh. Well, I've seen them today, and you can still buy tobacco in the same things that we got years ago.
What did you use to dye these with?
We bought the dye out of the store. It wasn't very much, and we didn't have to dye a whole lot of them,
mm-hmm.
just the one color.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a thing, tacking a quilt. There's a lot of people tax a quilt
without
quilting them.
Okay, what do you mean by tacking it?
Well, it's the same thing. You put them in the frame, and you just take a yarn or a heavy thread, and you just take it down and bring it up and then tie it.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they call tacking a quilt. And that's good for an everyday quilt or a good warm quilt if you want to put a blanket in between.
Okay. You said your mother quilted. Did anybody else in your family ever quilt?
No, uh-uh.
No, just your
mm-mm.
mother?
I had a sister, but she didn't care too much for quilting, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
In fact, she started piecing a quilt, and I don't think she ever finished it.
Did your mother's mother quilt?
She was an orphan.
She was an orphan?
Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What was your mother's maiden name? You can't remember?
I sure can. Well, I sure can't think of her maiden name.
Well, maybe it'll
well,
come.
It was, I mean, her real name, her name was Smith, adopted her. No, she was an orphan.
Uh-huh. Do men quilt?
Well, we've went to quilters at some of our meetings, and we've had men to quilt. They said they quilted, and they got... I mean, they carry their good name.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen a quilt done by a man?
Yes, uh-huh.
And
Paul McDay, was that his name?
Paul McDay?
Yes, uh-huh. He had some beautiful quilts.
Do you think they do anything different on their quilts?
No, the ones he had, well, they were different, but I guess a woman could do the same thing. But he had good ideals.
Uh-huh.
Like shadow applique and a lot of different ideas he had.
I can't think of anything else offhand, Marie, to ask or to talk about. Is there anything that you can think of that we might talk about, you know, with regard to quilting?
Well, if they've never quilted, I think they should give it a try. I'm sure they'd enjoy it once they ever got started. They can come to Lincoln Valley Quilters. We'll give them some ideas.
Uh-huh.
That's at Kroger's building over in Campbell County.
In Campbell County?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's every Wednesday. I mean, third Wednesday in every month at 10 o'clock. Just come on over and join us.
About how many people belong to that group?
We've got about 30 now.
About 30?
Yes, uh-huh. uh-huh.
Have you belonged to that group for a long time?
Ever since it started.
Ever since it started? Uh-huh.
I look forward to that.
So you must really enjoy going to those meetings.
Coffee and donuts. All of our goodies.
Is that eating seems to go along with quilting, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. If you can't think of anything else you'd like to add, Marie, why... Thank you for the interview. It's been
You're
a lot
welcome.
Of fun.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it too.